Tamworth's number one, 92.9, and JB here for Country Auto's Quality Used Cars and Service Centre on Gunninganoo Road. Apparently, we've got a brand new Bond, of course, one of the most coveted acting roles in Hollywood and in the world, has apparently been offered to British actor Aaron Taylor-Johnson. Insiders say Taylor-Johnson, known for his roles in Kick-Ass and Avengers Age of Ultron, is expected to sign the contract to appear as 007 as soon as this week. A source told Britain's Sun newspaper, Bond is Aaron's job, should he wish to accept it. The formal offer is on the table and they are waiting to hear back. The development is likely to be unsurprising to many movie fans, with his name being regularly in the mix amid speculation about who will take over the iconic role from Daniel Craig. There's been many big names touted as being the next Bond, James Bond, over the years. Australian mega actor Mel Gibson auditioned for the role of Bond in 1985. Movie studio MGM said he nailed the part and should be the only option. However, longtime Bond producer Barbara Broccoli said no because, well, he wasn't British. Meanwhile, just down the corridor in front of another casting agent was Kiwi actor Sam Neill giving it a crack. I guess he missed out on the part of Bond because he wasn't British either. But no, he just did a crap job at the audition. In the end, actor Timothy Dalton got the role of Bond and would star as him in two films. After James Bond was briefly put on pause in 1989 and Timothy Dalton casually stepped away, producers put out feelers for who it should be next, and they came across the actor who plays a guy dying better than anyone else, Sean Bean. In the end, producers chose Pierce Brosnan, but they were so impressed by the ruthlessness of Sean that they gave him the part of the villain in GoldenEye, where, guess what? Spoiler alert, he died. Funny, that. When Bronson stepped down in 2002 after the Madonna Bond film Die Another Day, a young Henry Cavill landed on the producer's desk. He missed out on the gig as he was, well, too young. Funny that. Australian Sam Worthington also got a look in, but, well, he was Australian. The producers obviously really holding a grudge after the one-time Australian James Bond, George Lazenby. Fair enough. Clive Owen was also considered for the gig, but he was going to charge too much. So, in the end, Daniel Craig ended up getting the gig. Some other big names touted over the years included Burt Reynolds, Adam West, who played TV's Batman, and also Clint Eastwood, but they all knocked the part back, saying that it had to be played by Brit. Funny that. And even British pop star Robbie Williams was once touted as playing James Bond, taking over when Pierce Brosnan retired. However, he declined it, saying acting isn't his thing, and instead played James Bond in the video clip for Millennium. And if you've watched that, it's probably good he didn't get the job playing James Bond full time. Tyler Water, Tamworth's number one, 92.9, 842. Speaking of sport, back tomorrow, $50 to spend at Sports Power and Toy World at the Atrium.
Yeah, I'm paying for that at the moment, actually.
It's all yours if you can tell me who you think that sporting identity is. Morning, Mills.
Good morning.
In international news this morning, because I know you love that.
Oh.
You know the band Chumbawamba?
Yes.
They had the one hit in the late 90s, Tub Thumpin', which was like... Like, big song, you know,
yeah,
I get knocked down, I get up again, and then get down, I get, no, that one.
Yeah, so we really know the words to that one, but yep, anyway.
Big hit. Too bad they couldn't follow it up with much else.
The roasting this morning, gosh.
It's used at a lot of sporting events and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And then for some weird reason, the Deputy Prime Minister in New Zealand... has been using that song as some of their political rallies. So, you know, before, you know, there's an empty lectern there on the stage, a couple of lights shining on it, and then in the background, I get knocked down, I get up again.
All right, okay.
And then he wanders on, you know.
Yeah, nice. All right.
And the band Chumbawamba, which, fun fact for you, share around the water cooler today, they broke up. They broke up only 10 years ago. Oh. I know, you think 25 years ago after their one hit, but no, they broke up
so
10 years ago. What they did in that, the between time between Chumbawamba and breaking up, Tub Thumping and breaking up, I don't know what they did, but anyway.
Yeah, well, okay, so they really tried.
Yeah.
That's cool. Yeah.
They're not happy with this.
Because they couldn't get another good song, or?
No, they don't like their song being tarnished politically, you see.
Oh.
So, they've written a cease and desist letter
to
the Deputy Prime Minister.
No way. Yeah. That is so dramatic. What did it say?
They basically written to him saying that the band's lead singer, Boff Whaley, has said, Chumbawamba wrote the song Tub Thumpin' as a song of hope and positivity, so it seems entirely odd that the I get knocked down refrain is being used by the New Zealand Deputy Prime Minister Winston Peters as he barks his divisive, small-minded, bigoted policies during his recent speeches. You know what I mean? I put that in.
Sorry. What accent is that? What is that meant to be? What are you trying to do right now?
Northerner. Chumbawamba would like to make it clear that we did not give permission for Peters to use the song. I would ask him to stop using it to try and shore up his misguided political views. You know what I mean? Again, added that in for effect. Chumbawamba doesn't share any of his ideas on race relations. I'd like to remind him that the song was written for and about ordinary people and their resilience. And we've asked our record company, Sony, to issue a cease and desist notice. How about it, eh? I added that end bit on for effect again. So there you go.
That's really nice. You really set the scene there.
I thought so.
That just seems stupid to me. Do you agree?
Peters has defended it, saying he's not using it for any benefit financially.
Yeah, exactly.
And then he said that he's never got the cease or desist letter.
Oh!
They never got it, that whole one.
Oh, hey? Snap!
Got lost in the mail.
Yeah, slam dunk.
So,
wow, okay. Well, how embarrassing for them. Really.
Very embarrassing.
Not as embarrassing as your accent, but...
Oh, I thought it was okay.
Is that the whole reason you ran with this story? So you'd have an excuse to do the accent?
Well, I mean, sometimes you get knocked down, but, you know, I
get
up again.
Do you know what I mean?
Do you know what I mean?
It's time for JB to share in a cafe coffee with someone, chatting about what's going on locally, nationally, or internationally. Or something a little different. It's the McCafe Coffee Break.
We've had a couple of listener inquiries in the last couple of weeks just around bulky good collection around the Tamworth region. So I thought this is perfect time to get Tess Dawson on from Tamworth Regional Council. She's the manager of resource recovery and waste. Have a chat about the waste wagon. Tess, thank you so much for your time. How are you?
I'm good. Good morning, JB.
Yeah, great to chat. Thank you. So the waste wagon is currently on a 12-month trial, which is wrapping up real soon. And basically, it's a fee-based bulky good collection service. Tell us a little bit more about it, Tess.
Sure. So, JB, the old bulky household good collection service was stopped some time ago, a couple of years ago, I think it was now, because it realised that only about 30% of the properties that could use the service were actually doing so. So the other, you know, 70% that weren't using the service were subsidising those that were. So it was thought they'd try... Council would trial a new service, sort of a bit of a user pay, but it is subsidised still by council. And so the waste wagon service has been trialled for the last 9 months, and we've got a few months to run, and we just want to really let people know that it's there and that they can use the service and tell us what they think of the service. So it's been called Waste Wagon, and residents can book and pay for a waste wagon pickup when they need it through council's website. The waste wagon is available to all residential property owners and tenants in the council region, and it's those residents that have an existing curbside bin collection service. So anyone who gets a curbside bin collection service, we can assist you also with a waste wagon service, a picking up of your bulky goods. The cost is $25 plus the use of a free waste voucher. However, if you're a pensioner and you've got a government-issued pension or disability card, we take 50% off the price of that $25.
Yeah.
But you will need to pop in and see one of our customer service officers to verify your eligibility. We haven't yet got that piece of the system online as it's still a trial, so you will need to go in and see one of our friendly customer service officers. Yep.
No, fantastic. So that basically brings it down to about $12.50. Is there any sort of minimum amount of times a year you can call a waste wagon out to pick up goods?
Yeah, look, it's running just 2 days a week. It's a Wednesday and a Thursday. That's when we've got most of our staff available and we can get out and help people. And the booking is, you know, every week of the year at this point in time, so it's not limited to any particular seasons or anything. It's available all the time, but Wednesdays and Thursdays are the days.
And I understand there's some suitable items and some unsuitable items for the waste wagon as well, Tess.
We have a size limit and obviously a lifting limit. So we can take up to 2 cubic metres from people's properties. But there's certain things that if they can't be lifted by 2 people, which we send out 2 staff, then we can't actually load them for you.
Of course. Yep. No, that makes sense. And obviously stuff like garden waste, I imagine asbestos, demolition material, all that kind of stuff's off the limit too. Yep.
Yeah, absolutely, JB. It is just for bulky household goods. You know, your fridges, your sofas, your mattresses, your old furniture, you know, those types of things.
Yeah.
So no hazardous waste and nothing that, you know, is loose or, and is difficult to lift. And, that's what we've got.
Fantastic. Bookings, if people are interested in getting the waste wagon out to their home, what's the best way to go about booking it in, Tess?
Best way is the council website or popping in and seeing one of our customer service officers. In one of the offices.
Fantastic. No, I really like it. I don't want to harp on about old systems and old ways, but, you know, you found some fantastic treasure amongst the trash sometimes with bulky goods, but, geez, it looked ugly for the weeks and sometimes months leading up to bulky good collection day. It just didn't look all that attractive. So I think this is sort of the best, most harmonious balance between that system and I guess keeping the town looking good and looking clean and, you know, doing it at a reasonable price from council. So, Tess, thank you so much. More details on the Tamworth Regional Council website to book that in. When does the trial wrap up, Tess?
The trial wraps up in May, JB.
Okay, yeah, no dramas.
Yep.
Fantastic, lovely. And then that will obviously go to council for potential extensions and for them to have a look at it and analyse it all.
That's correct. You know how it runs.
Yeah, that's it. Hey, Tess, thank you so much for your time. Great to catch up. Thanks for the chat.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Cheers. That is Tess Dawson, Manager of Resource Recovery and Waste at Tamworth Regional Council. More details at tamworth.nsw.gov.au.
You and me, we used to be together.
Love it. That's Lucas Graham. 7 years.
Once I was 7 years old.
At 10 to 9, at Tamworth's number one, 92.9. You've had some amazing jobs over your life, Amelia. Some very random jobs.
Yeah.
As well. Like you've been.
You could say that, yeah.
You've been flight attendant.
Yep.
Dancer.
Yep.
Cheerleader.
Yep.
Pilates instructor.
Yep.
Radio goddess.
Okay. Thank you. Can we put that on my work email signature? Please? Can I put that on my LinkedIn?
Sure. That's all right.
All right, cool. Thank you.
This one you'd be very interested in if you weren't, you know, chained to the radio desk here, being the radio goddess.
Yeah, the old ball and chain.
The Antarctic Heritage Trust is looking for 3 new staff to run its penguin post office in Antarctica.
Oh, I was going to say, I've seen this. Yeah.
Oh, so you've been looking for work while you're at work?
No, I've seen an article on it.
The world's nice cover. The world's southernmost post office. It processes, this is unbelievable, 80,000 letters a year they process.
Yeah.
Because of cruise ships.
Yeah.
Do you work on a cruise ship as well in your...
No, but I would.
Random jobs? Okay, no. So not only do you get to sort the mail out, but you also get to care for the 1,500 penguins down there as well.
Oh my god!
You got to feed them, feed them a bit of fish,
a little bit of fish,
that sort of stuff.
A little bit of cuddle, a little bit of tap dancing.
So
maybe.
a bit of tap dancing.
Put on a little show once a week
for them. They can join in.
Yeah.
Make sure you don't muddle them up. Don't sort out the fish and then feed the letters to the penguins. Okay. Make sure you do it the right way around there.
Risky, high risk.
That's a cool job.
Yeah, I'd
it's
do
got
that.
Your name written all over it. But unfortunately, you're here and you got the 9 at 9 to do very shortly as well.
Oh,
just saying.
Fine.
Sorry, back
is it
to reality.
Penguin themed?
No. Good
imagine.
Luck.
Imagine. Imagine if it was.
That'd be the 1 at 1 with Ames.
Just like the Happy Feet theme song.
Yeah, no. Can't think of too many penguin tracks, hey? 852.
1. If you're needing more motivation,